Hey, this isn't a normal dork town, is it? No. All right, here's what happened. So the whole Star Wars, big Star Wars news happened. The Lucas news of Disney buying Lucasfilms and all of that entails. And announcing that there's going to be three new Star Wars movies. All the big Star Wars news happens, right? So, me being a huge Star Wars dork, we touch upon Star Wars every episode in some degree or another. We've got, it's going to be great. Big, big Star Wars dork town. Only producer Becky and Bells, Star Wars, okay, but, they're adults. They don't get carried away with it like I would. They're not going to sit through an hour-long discussion of Star Wars. They're just not going to have it. I mean, I didn't have to ask them. That's just not going to happen. So what's a big Star Wars geek nerd dork going to do here with a podcast? At the same time, Brian Harley, local nerd about Star Wars, is out there. He's saying, hey, we need a summit with Rocky Rodriguez. Let's do it up. Let's talk about the Star Wars stuff. So yes, let's do this. And then I decided Chris Brown, Lefty Brown from Merry Gamers podcast. He's a big Star Wars guy. Let's get together. Let's talk about Star Wars. Let's use the Dorktown feed. Let's just dork out with some Star Wars. And we're going to have the first ever Dork Summit right here. We're going to talk about Star Wars. So let's get to it. Becky and Bells will be in the normal dork towns, obviously. But we're just going to step aside and do a little special thing here. Dork Summit. Let's get to it. Star Wars. Lucas, what's up?
Oh, no. Yeah. What you could do now is go through the original three movies, but redub them in Disney voices.
Luke, I'm your father!
And that's how this show is going
to
start.
Yeah. Welcome to the Dork Summit.
We have to call it Dork Summit.
So much nerd.
Summit.
I'm the only dork here. Other people here are nerds or geeks.
That's right. We rule the world now.
Well, what is the definition?
Well, all right. This is my what I think it is. A nerd is somebody who's really into something, but he's not cool about it. He doesn't understand that he's a nerd. He doesn't understand that it's dorky or whatever.
But he thinks it's
But he
way
thinks
cool.
It's way cool, but he doesn't get that society doesn't right. think
yeah.
it's cool.
Mm. Take it a step further. I think the geeks are more of like the creators of stuff, and the nerds are the consumers of stuff.
Okay.
So they're not the nerds aren't creative enough to do something,
right.
you know.
They're just consume yeah.
But the geeks, they take it to a whole different level.
And the geeks are like, and to me, a geek can be anything, like something that's cool, like the NFL. You can be a geek about the NFL or whatever. You can be a geek about anything.
Can you?
It's about an obsession.
I'm not an NFL.
Well, if you're in fantasy football,
that's kind of a geek.
There's like more of an intelligent factor when you're a geek about something. Yeah. And then when you're a dork about it, you're really into something, but you're aware that you're not cool. Like, hey, I know this isn't cool. But fuck you, I'm into it. Yeah. That's a dork to me.
I loved episode.
That's the difference between a nerd and a dork.
This shit is so fucking confusing.
I never considered the dork. I just always thought nerd versus geeks. Geek. But you
we
bring
a
whole
Venn
different
diagram.
Dimension.
It's a three. Yeah,
someone
it's a triangle to me.
And with the possible exception of nerd, all those other things, all those other terms have sort of been redeemed in the eyes of media and stuff. You know, I grew up. I went to middle school and then high school in the late 80s, when it was like Revenge of the Nerds. And I remember being on the playground going, nerd, nerd, nerd. And I was like, it was traumatic. I was like, that's when I said, oh, wait, now I'm ditching the Michael Jackson music I'm listening to, and I'm listening to Rat.
Well, I mean, like you think about being on the internet in the late 90s, that was incredibly nerdy slash geeky slash dorky, and now it's ubiquitous. Everyone's on the internet.
That's right. The walls have fallen down. Everything melds together, and now we have a movie like Avengers, and everyone knows who the Hulk is. Right. Everyone knows Tony Stark is Iron Man, you know? And you can have beautiful women having intelligent conversation about the a possible Kree invasion.
Which makes me wonder, like, what is now... Where in the place of all this stuff where it used to be now, what's the really the underground
true,
stuff?
The true geek?
Yeah. Like what? There's nothing.
Yeah, what's left, to left now?
It's going to be full circle now. It's going to be like...
Even NASA's cool now.
Yeah. Music, people are in the music now are the nerd and geeks now.
Yeah.
Now it's like the hipster.
The geeks rule the world.
So we should just quickly explain who's here for this Dork Summit.
Yes.
They should be if for hardcore Dorktown listeners should know everybody here, but Chris, introduce yourself to the podcast community. How would the podcast community know you? Know you much more than Dorktown community.
Oi.
Is Pat Me Dead?
No, I'm Chris Brown, one half of the Married Gamers. My wife has been in bed probably for 2 hours now.
Wow.
While we get up at 4:30. I'm one half of the Married Gamers. We've been doing this for just a little bit shorter than Dorktown. Mm-hmm. And we talk about video games and geek stuff, and oftentimes, often from a married person's perspective.
That's all what podcasting is all about, is niche now.
You're a niche in a niche,
and that's perfect.
And I, you know, like you, I listen to a lot of different podcasts, and that's the thing that's the beauty of it. You may not like Dead in 60, you know, fuck those guys. No, I'm joking.
Whoa!
I'm joking. I've been working for months
podcast
trying to get them on the Married Gamers.
Yeah.
So if you don't like them, there's, you know, a Dork Town. There's, you know, the Married Gamers. There's, you know, there's so many choices you have.
There's just insane amount of podcasts.
Yeah. That's why I love it. I love it.
Rocky.
So that's what I do. Oh, the MerryGamers.net. You can find it.
MerryGamers.net.
Hey, my name is Rocky Dumb Drum. We used to have a podcast called The Dumb. Now it is dead. RIP.
Bring it back. Now that podcasting's back again.
That's right.
Yes, Come on, man.
People listening to this probably don't even know what that is.
Yeah, so.
Now's the perfect time.
Yeah, I know. It should be, but we're not. So, half of Dumb Drum, and I like everything. Nerd, geek. We just had this conversation. I don't remember what I am anymore. You guys confuse me.
You've got a saver at Heroes Comics.
I do have a saver at Heroes Comics. I've been going there since I was a kid. I know I put Dave's kids through fucking college. And I continue to give him my money week after week.
He's a good guy. Brian Harley, the other half of Dumb Drum, Sweet Vest, all that good stuff. Also, avid nerd slash geek slash dork. Again, I'm having an identity crisis.
You're going to think about that when you go to bed tonight. What am I?
Yeah, but I guess more of movie dork or geek more than anything else.
You worked in Hollywood.
I worked in the sports industry in Hollywood. Yeah,
because you're for Fox big sports dude. Yeah.
But I worked on the Fox lot, which was really awesome. Being on the lot where they shoot the movies and the TV shows was really, really cool. I'd often leave my building and just go walk around the sound stages and check things out.
Before, and I wanted to ask Brian this before, but I guess it's the perfect time to bring it up. The Star Wars forum, the nightly.net.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And I was going to ask you, like, with this whole thing, what's going to happen with that?
Oh, I don't know. Well, Rocky's hearkening back to my nerd slash geek slash dork genesis.
Little unknown facts about Brian Harley.
I like this.
Perfect way to come up.
Yeah, I guess we're done with intros, so I can get into this. But let's see. Right around 99, when The Phantom Menace came out, immediately after it came out, I went onto the internet looking for information about Episode 2. Because I was ready to go. I'm like, it can't come here soon enough.
It's going to be better.
It's going to please tell me it's going to be better.
And it was a little bit better.
I was in junior high in 99. You know, I'm a young guy. So I didn't hate Phantom Menace.
I didn't hate it.
I kind of hated Jar Jar, but everything else.
Everybody hated Jar Jar.
I don't know. You watch that documentary, The People versus George Lucas, mm-hmm. and if you've seen that, it's filled with a lot of people who just talk about how much they were disheartened by Episode One when it came out. And I don't know. I think either they're lying or they just don't want to admit to the fact that they liked it initially.
Darth Maul was tight.
I don't know.
Pod racing was
at least
tight.
In yeah. what I experienced, everyone kind of liked it when it first came out. And this, you slowly realize that you didn't like it.
Wait a second.
I really hated that.
But
I didn't like it.
Regardless, I was on the internet searching for information about Episode 2. Came across this website, Episode 2. That's episodeii.com. Roman numerals, people, not letters.
Okay.
Or, excuse me, numbers, rather. But Roman numerals, letters. Episode II, episode2.com. And that was just a rumor site. And I started perusing their forums. Their forums were called nightly.net. And they were on a different domain. And got kind of buddy-buddy with the guy who ran the site, and he was like, I don't want to do this anymore, and so he handed the site over to me. And so I ran episode2.com, in those years before the release, and it actually became a site that became relatively well-known regarding rumors mm-hmm. for the film, and we were quoted in USA Today a couple times. And
nice.
Yeah, so it was...
This is stuff I didn't know. I liked it.
We would get cease and desist letters from Lucasfilm.
Wow.
About things that we were posting.
How are you getting this information?
We had people who would pass it along to us. I would get random emails from these guys who were like, oh, I was near a set. Here's a picture.
See that once you get that notoriety of being known for some little niche,
people want
then
to
they're
send
like,
you.
Oh, I'll send it to these guys.
Exactly. So we were never as big as the Force.net.
Right.
But we were probably number two, number three behind Force.net.
Cool.
And so I ran that site, and we
That's
had an
big time.
We had an episode, episode3.com, which kind of fizzled out. But during that period between one and two, I ran that site.
Brian was running shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George Lucas likely saw what you were doing.
Probably not, but
his
minions.
If stuff started getting litigious.
His legal department definitely saw
what's
it.
What's going on over there? I don't have a good George Lucas. Who has a good George Lucas?
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck you were trying to do.
I know. That's why I had to. It's not good when you have to say what you were doing. Yeah.
I actually harbor ill will against the Force.net. They legitimately stole
the biggest,
stories from
biggest
us
Star Wars without, podcast.
Well, yeah, yeah. Biggest Star Wars
Forcecast.
Website, yeah. They actually stole stories and never credited us.
Whoa.
Oh,
yeah. What's up, podcast beef?
The fucking Kotaku of Star Wars.
But anyway,
did Tashi Station ever steal anything?
I don't believe so.
All right, Tashi Station's clean.
They're cool.
I'll listen to Tashi Station and with a clean mind.
This is ancient history.
Ancient no history. Beef.
So really, we're here to discuss the big news, of course, Star Wars being an Angry Birds. That's what we're here to discuss. Yeah. For an hour
it's
of Angry Birds Star Wars. Yes.
That shit looks tight.
I sort of just went off on Star Wars, and we never even did it. We never explained to the people out there that this.
Oh, they know.
This
we
is
all
know.
Star
Wars.
Michael edited that
shit
out.
We're cool. Now
for
we're.
These people.
It's nice that being almost right now. This is our week to be Star Wars people.
Yeah.
Like once this news broke, I was like, damn it, I really wish I was way more into Star Wars than I am already. Like, I should have been spending way more time into Star Wars.
Well, I want to start this off with, because I think it's that
where
important.
Were you
where
when
were
you?
You
heard
where
it?
Where were you? It's going to be like
heard the news.
Like
yeah.
JFK.
Yep. Where were you when you heard the news?
Yeah, or 9/11. You know,
Brian,
is,
where
this
were
is
you?
Important. I had just gotten back from lunch, and I was sitting at my desk and perusing Twitter real quick before my lunch break was up. And randomly saw it from somebody that Disney bought Lucasfilm. I didn't even see it initially that episode 789
right.
was going to happen. I just saw the headline that Disney bought Lucasfilm. And my initial reaction, of course, is what the hell is
what's
this
going
about?
On?
Yeah, my world is crumbling around me. Why would George Lucas do this?
Why?
And then I click through to the story, and then it's episode 7 in 2015, and it's... Like my,
wait a second. My head exploded. So bad, is it?
Well, I didn't. I don't know. I didn't even have. My only reaction was, "This is insane. How is this happening?" Because it's out of nowhere. Yeah, no one knew that this was going to happen. I mean, no one even had an inkling.
Well,
that this,
Chris, where were you?
Same. You know, I was at work as well. Just coming back from lunch, and I sort of saw. You know, Disney is buying Lucasfilm, and I was like. Okay, so they're going to make some more rides and sort of do some more with the Clone Wars and sort of stuff. But no, it was we're turning this into a property that is still viable and vibrant. And I was like, in my mind, you know, I'm 40 years old. In my mind, Star Wars was over. You know, sure, there'll be ancillary products, a great comic book line, the fantastic cartoon, but... You know, there would be, you know, I remember waiting hours in line for seeing Return of the Jedi back when I lived up in the Bay Area and having conversations with people where we would talk about, oh, yeah, one day they're going to make Journey of the Wills and they're going to, and then, you know, and then we're going to get 7, 8, and 9 of Star Wars. You know, we knew, you know, all that time, you know, and during that time, you know, I read the book on, you know, George Lucas's journey from, you know, the streets of the Central Valley to USC. And in middle school, I wanted to be a director because of George Lucas. And so it was weird thinking, why do people hate George Lucas so much and are joyous about Disney do this? And then there was the other side. I was like, this is cool. People, a new generation is going to experience Star Wars. And then immediately followed by, I hope it's good, I hope it's good, I hope it's good.
So, I mean, well, going to the whole I was in a three-hour long meeting when I got an email from my girlfriend saying, hey, did you hear about Lucas and Disney? I'm like, what?
So and stuck in the middle in a meeting.
Three-hour long meeting logs me I never had a
word. No.
And I happened to see a Twitter, and I was like, what the fuck's going on? So I ran out and...
Y'all, meeting's over!
Yeah.
You guys fucking see this? You're gone!
I threw a chair through the window and jumped out. Yeah. No, but like
they were like, what did he say about Star Trek?
Oh, Rocky.
No, but I mean,
you're paying for that window, you son of a bitch.
The best Brian had the best analogy though when we talked about it. You meet that night, it was that yesterday, whatever.
Yeah,
he said it's like having a loved one that you think is like dead, like we're never going to see this again, or
wow. The prodigal son. Yeah, it's like your good friend dying and coming back to life. Because
Lazarus.
It really is. Because
like you
that,
said,
you know, talked about it. And that mentality stemmed from Lucas repeatedly saying, I'm done. I'm never going to do 7, 8, and 9. Because 7, 8, and 9 was a thing that he had formulated originally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he repeatedly said after 3 was released, I'm done with Star Wars. No more. Yeah. Sorry. I mean, even up until just a couple of years ago, maybe even a year ago or two, he did interviews saying, no, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said,
there will never
trying.
Be another live action movie. That's it. Yeah. And so for this to come out like this with no, I mean, we kind of heard that Kathleen Kennedy was going to take over Lucasfilm, but there was never really any inkling that it was going to be sold.
Well,
or that things would that the Star Wars movies would be made.
Well, I had a friend who was at who went to Celebration with the annual Star Wars Mecca, and they had heard rumors that something was going on, but you know, nothing really gelled, and of course, you know, stuff like that remains super secret. And then the news, you know, was like, well, now it makes sense.
Because since the news is broken, we've learned that Lucas met with Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher in like August of last year and told them that he was going to
making
the new movies.
I saw that. I read that article, but then they said August of this year. He made it sound like – in the article it said like they met last year. But if you read the Hamill quote, he said like this past August.
Well.
Have you heard Hamill lately? I saw him at San Diego Comic-Con a couple of years ago, and he had that everyone packed panel for Batman Arkham Arkham City. He was sauced to the gills.
He was on Kevin Smith's Batman podcast recently, and he was really good. It was like a good listen. Yeah. I don't know if you guys listen to that.
I do. Yeah. I listened to – I haven't listened to the Mark Hamill one, but I listened to the other Mark, Batman.
It's like a two-parter too. It's really good.
Well, regardless of Mark Hamill, Lucas had been talking to Disney for at least a year leading up to this announcement. So, and they – whoever knew kept their mouth shut pretty damn well.
That was pretty in this day and age. That's pretty amazing to keep shut that well. And because, like, I mean, that's almost like an issue of stock. Like, because if I had heard that before, I would be like, I'm buying the shit, Disney stock. I'm buying a shitload of Disney stock right now. Yeah. So, I mean, that's even like a litigious like thing if that kind of news gets out.
Yeah. I'm wondering what's going to happen with the TV show. They didn't mention anything about the TV show, right? Did they?
I didn't, but
the live action TV show?
Yeah.
Listening to the Force cast. Sorry, Brian. I listened to the Force cast today. but they'd mentioned that, and they didn't seem like that's going to derail. Like, that seems like it's going to keep going.
Oh, is it?
And if Disney's behind it, they can put it on one of the Disney channels.
Yeah, from what I had read, that it was still going to happen, and it didn't conflict at all with the movies because that storyline takes place between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So there's so many things to talk about. It's like hard to pick what we want to talk about right now.
Let me just address something here.
Go.
The new generation thing. Okay. I've been a little pissed off that, you know, I work at a university, so I'm seeing kids, now adults, and they're not talking about Star Wars. They're talking about Harry Potter. They're talking about Lord of the Rings. And these are the great epic geek films that they've grown up with.
Mm-hmm.
And Star Wars is like, oh, yeah, it's been, like, stuff my dad liked. It's
classic. Classic. Yeah.
Is that because the prequels were disappointing?
This is the thing. So the prequels come out. You know, the prequels are around. And I have friends who, like, their kids love the first three.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that for them, that's their Star Wars.
Yeah.
And that was the sort of common apologist excuse for episodes 1 through 3 was, well, you know, when we saw 4, 5, and 6, you know, we freaking loved the Ewoks because we were kids then.
Yeah.
You know, so of course, Jar Jar, kids love Jar Jar. Well, that's debatable. And, you know, and R2-D2 and C-3PO and all that sort of stuff, because Lucas wanted to attract a new generation of kids. And because I don't think that was quite as successful. I think we can all agree there. And so, you know, you had your epic, you know, Lord of the Rings, and you have Harry Potter, really great to great success. And so when the news came out, I was like, finally, you know, this next generation can come to understand and appreciate Star Wars, you know. But this little nagging part of the back of my head is, what does Hollywood do when they get a property again? They redo it.
Reboot.
And so my big fear is, even though they say it's Star Wars 7 now, by the time they get around to it, I mean, they haven't started writing the script. They're going to sit down and start writing the script soon.
Yeah.
How much is Disney going to say, you know, let's reintroduce Star Wars to...
I hope that doesn't happen. I think George wouldn't let that happen.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He might be out of the picture in terms of he sold his company, but he still made it clear in his announcement that he's going to be acting as a creative consultant on the projects. And in fact, 789 will be based off of treatments that he's written.
Right.
Yeah, but that could change.
It could change. I mean,
it's going to have to change.
Disney could look at his treatments and throw him out the window.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's going to have to change because we can't have that cast from 4, 5, 6 come back.
Why not?
They're too old.
I think you can bring Luke back as the Obi-Wan.
You have to at least do some sort of cameo, even if you kill him.
Han Solo doesn't need to be, as much as I'd want to see it, Han Solo doesn't need to be back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Princess Leia doesn't even need to be back. Luke has to be. Luke is going to be back. Mark Hamill, you know, will fucking do it.
He'll do the Yoda act at the end and die.
Yeah. At least as a ghost.
Honestly, I think it's a complete failure if you don't bring back some of the original cast. Yeah. You have to do it either as a cameo. They don't have to be main characters. They're passing the torch to this new cast.
You think they're
going to
throw out all the history from the books and from the comics? You think that's going to be dead and they're going to just go different?
I think it will.
Yeah, I just read that today that the canon is completely all that's going to not even.
Because Lucas is. Made it clear that he doesn't care about the expanded universe at all. You know, it's great.
Even it's gotten into the one, two, and three. The expanded universe has gotten in there,
right?
So it's not.
But are
it's
you
feasible
see,
that you're going to see some of the expanded universe? In
are you
going
to see the Timothy Zahn trailer? The trilogy? So. Probably not.
No.
Thrawn.
New
probably
World.
Not.
New World Order. No.
Yeah.
But it's even more exciting. It's not even 7, 8, 9. It's everything is
exactly.
open.
Yeah. Exactly.
Boba Fett movie is open.
Disney.
Yoda origin movie is open.
What if they go the direction of, like, say, the rebooted Star Trek, where we're going our own path, but they're going to really finally tread that. What went before and what goes forward.
Yeah. They'd have to do it after 79.
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just worried. My biggest fear of this whole thing is, I mean, the most popular Star Wars thing is the Clone Wars stuff. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, what I've seen on that is just not that good.
Really?
Yeah. You don't like the Clone Wars
season
3
and season 4 really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know. Is that which one's the one where Darth Maul shows up? And is that the newest one?
That's season 4.
But I just have a fear that it's going to happen. And my worst fear is that Star Wars Detours. And I don't know if you've seen that. I have a trailer, that Seth Green thing. And I'm just, oh, man, I really hope they don't do shit like that, because that's going to fucking suck.
Well, you have a couple different sets of fans. Ones who just watch the movies for the most part, maybe dabbled, read a couple of books. But, you know, it's the movies for them. That's what Star Wars is. And then you've got the people who just saturate themselves with everything, the books, the expanded universe, the comics, everything. And you're going to have some probably disappointed people in that second group who are totally into the expanded universe, when initially I think 7, 8, 9 is probably not going to delve in. It's not going to stick to the expanded universe canon at all. But there's opportunities past that, like you mentioned, because Disney's made it clear that this is not just 7, 8, 9. They're planning to make a Star Wars movie every 2 to 3 years.
And that's the exciting thing, is like you were saying, it was like, Star Wars was dead. It was like, all we had was the Clone Wars animation, and I guess that's probably going to, maybe that live action TV, maybe it will, maybe it won't. I guess that's about it. And the 3D movies are coming out. Not that I give a shit about the 3D movies, really. But that was it. And now it's just Star Wars is going to be out there.
It's limitless.
We're going to be dead, and Star Wars is still going to be there.
And that's what struck me when I heard the announcement was, oh my God, this is insane. This is going to, it's going to be really separated at this point. This is going to be Star Wars before this announcement from Disney, and Star Wars after it's come into the hands of Disney.
Right. It's like David Lee Roth to Sammy Hagar.
And it's
everything can go back to David Lee Roth, Sammy Hagar.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
And it's exciting, but at the same time, I was kind of scared of it, because it's like, is there going to be too much Star Wars? Is it just going to be everywhere, and there's a movie every year, and there's the TV show and the animated show?
Disney
is
does
it going
like
to be oversaturated?
That.
Yeah.
You know?
And the other thought was, this is the company that gave us John Carter from Mars.
Yep.
I thought of that. I was like, oh, like, wait, what has Disney done that's cool? All right, the Avengers. They just proven themselves with the Avengers. They bought Marvel. So is everybody happy what they've done with Marvel so far?
I think that's the other side of the coin, where it's like, well, the situation with Marvel clearly turned out. Maybe this is going to happen for Star Wars. You know,
but with the Marvel stuff, isn't that more in-house with Marvel Entertainment?
Yeah, all that stuff was already full effect before Disney stepped
in. It's all overseen by Disney,
right.
though.
Right.
You know, but that was already all that stuff was in effect before Disney even stepped in. So I wouldn't give Disney any credit
on that
so yeah, far. Now true. Moving ahead to phase two stuff, then we'll see what they do.
So
with that
is a worry for me. Is there going to, like, as a Star Wars geek, the only problems with, say, one and two and three, or maybe I want it to be grittier. And now I'm worried, is Disney going to be – is Kathleen Kennedy going to let that be gritty? Is it going to be grittier? If Steven Spielberg, which is a rumor as Spielberg being the first director of Seven, he's not that gritty. He's an awesome director, obviously, but he's not gritty.
I don't think that's going to happen. I mean
– I didn't even fucking think about Kathleen Steven Spielberg about that.
Dude, George wants Steven – he's always wanted Steven Spielberg to direct the Star Wars.
Kathleen Kennedy's not Disney. You know, she's been Spielberg's producing partner for the longest time, her and her husband, Frank Marshall. So I don't have any concerns about her. I have concerns about Disney execs taking over. But as long as it's in her hands as the head of production at Lucasfilm, you know, I'm looking forward to things pretty positively.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is scary. Disney looming over everything and that possibility of it, you know, I don't know, going too soft or.
And I guess the thing I'm most excited about is they might work from plot treatments from Lucas,
yeah,
but it's not going to be dialogue by Lucas. And that was the thing that really dragged me.
He's not going
to
write the script.
I'll be the episodes 1-3 apologist. You know, I really did. I loved episode 3 and I thought episode 2 was great. There's some, when you look at 3 and that relationship between Obi-Wan and
Anakin,
jeez, mind fart. You know, there's some really great moments, and that's probably the high point of how Lucas could write dialogue. But you know, was hearing, you know, are you an angel? Oh, my goodness. And that's the beauty because, you know, we saw evidence, you know, we can all agree that Empire Strikes Back was the best Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
You know, and that was done, you know, treatment by Lucas, written by Kasdan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it had heft and weight to it, you know.
Yeah.
And that was great. That was great.
Yeah, ended on a cliffhanger. I mean,
exactly.
It was just a...
And the other worry I have in the back of my head is, I am tired of the oversaturation of Jedis. Give me the Nerf herders, or give me the smugglers. You know, give me some of that. Give me the Han Solos going around the universe. You know?
I want to see the Nerf herders.
They deserve a spot.
It's just they should have their own movie, Nerf Herders.
But I'm thinking 7, 8, 9's got to continue with kind of what we've seen in the other movies, as far as focusing probably on the Jedi and the return of them. And
so if they have the original cast,
now is there any like rumor before? Sorry, Chris. Uh-huh. Is there any rumors of what George has in those treatments? Because it seems like he's kept it pretty close to himself. Yeah. I don't think there's even rumors of that. Is there? There's just like nothing out there for what George says happens after Return of the Jedi.
I can't remember the damn guy's name. I think it's like David Pulaski, the guy who wrote Skywalking, which was the first authorized biography of George Lucas. He got some pretty crazy access to Lucas's materials. And Lucas actually did share his treatments for 7, 8, 9 with the author, but he hasn't, and he's not going to divulge any details from those treatments. But like Chris said, those are old, and they got to change. They're going to change. Yeah.
I mean, again, you know, when I was in line to see Return of the Jedi, we were talking about, that battle, you know, and this was for the prequels, you know, the battle with, we already knew that there was going to be battle in a volcano like area.
Right.
And sure enough, something like that happened, you know, so we were always speculating, you know, that sort of stuff. If it found its way into the prequels, the stuff that he had in treatments for 7, 8, 9 were going to be in the future movies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, can't have a dork town.
Casting. Casting. Okay, so I wanted to get to this.
We were all breathing.
Yeah, we're just
so if they do
what
have
do move on to now.
If they do have members of the original cast, yeah. You know, obviously you can only fight age so much. And so there's going to be a time lapse. So that means they're going to have kids and new characters and all this sort of stuff.
There's a Skywalker, a Skywalker, somebody Skywalker, not Luke. There's a Skywalker out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of that. You know, and Star Wars being such a hot property, you know, can you imagine being a young actor and just going, hearing the news and like, calling up your agents on I want this. Get me this.
Get me in there.
I'm Onof Skywalker.
I mean, what some I was thinking about
fucked
was
fucked up George name.
All the, you know, new generation of filmmakers and writers who were influenced by Star Wars and often cite Star Wars as the reason they got into filmmaking. People like Joss Whedon and J.J. Abrams and Damon Lindelof. All these guys super inspired by, I mean, Kevin Smith even, you know.
Who would you like to see direct then?
I don't know. There's so many awesome choices. I am
a huge Kevin Smith fan, but I'm going to say not Kevin Smith.
Not Kevin Smith. Yeah. And I'm sure he wouldn't even sign up for it. But I don't know. My top two choices right now are Whedon. But see, Whedon's tied up in the Avengers. He's got the exclusive contract with Marvel. I don't think he'll be able to do it. And then J.J. Abrams has got to be my second choice.
But he's Star Trek, right?
He's just finishing the second Star Trek.
That's wrong. That's like playing for the Yankees and the Red Sox.
He could bridge the gap.
That gap. I don't want the gap bridge. I like Star Trek. I'm not saying it, but I like that there's a rivalry.
Abrams has said numerous times that he essentially made a Star Wars movie when he made Star Trek, the newest one. I mean, he's heavily influenced by Star Wars.
You know, the internet keeps repeating those two names over and over again. Yeah. And I want someone different.
Take your pick. I mean,
I mean, there's so many people, you know. And I would really love
Brian
to see
Brian Harley.
I will, you know, the guy who did my favorite of the Harry Potter ones, the third one,
Cuarón.
Yeah. See him do a treatment of that might be really cool. I mean, we see obviously he can do a younger skewed movie, but do it in a way that feels real. Yeah. You know, versus, you know, Aaron Fonsky, who did Dark Knight Rises.
Nolan.
Christopher Nolan versus a Christopher Nolan who, you know, I love, even though I can't remember his name, but is much more, you know, real world sensibility. Everything has to feel and look real.
Yeah, theme of the Mexican directors, I think Guillermo del Toro would be pretty cool to see him helm something like that. And I think
especially
needs
we
more
see
Mexicans
like,
in there because there are no Mexicans in the Star Wars. You know? Throwing that in there.
If it's Disney, it's gonna be George Lopez. Come on.
No.
They're nerf herders I mentioned earlier.
Eddie Murphy has
those nerf herders. In episode, 2 and 3, it has
Jimmy Smith.
Jimmy Smith.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's not a Mexican. You're no Mexican Smiths. Right.
I'll give you that one.
The whole planet of Alderaan could be Mexican. He was the leader of Alderaan.
He was the leader, yeah.
Also, we know Mitt Romney's plan of getting people back to their home country.
Mitt Romney's father was born on Alderaan.
I want to see the birth certificate.
Now, we're all of a certain age. We probably had figures. In fact, I'm looking at some of Mikey's figures up on his fantastic
dark shelves.
And so we probably played the game, especially during that long wait between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, of where we made up stories. So I'm really interested in seeing what you guys would think of, what sort of simple plot treatment you would have for Episode 7.
Oh, God, it's too early. I'm still digesting the news that this is happening. I wake up and then I'm like, oh my God, Episode 7 in 2015. This is actually happening. Because I just wasn't, I mean, nowhere in my wildest dreams did I think that we'd ever see 7, 8, 9, let alone tons of movies after that. I haven't had a chance to think about it. I'm sure I will relentlessly for the next 3 years.
Yeah, right. We have 3 years. I mean, obviously, I think it's got to be Luke has a Padawan. Like Luke, I'm thinking Luke basically brings back the Jedi. Like is like the genesis for bringing the Jedi back. There's the Phoenix or whatever you want to say, and that he's like recruiting Jedi. And like by the time we get to 7, it's like there's younglings. It's already going. It's a going thing, and Luke is like the Yoda now.
Mm-hmm. Is he back on Coruscant or is he?
I don't think Coruscant's gone. Yeah. I think they're just it's somewhere. I think maybe even Tatooine. He's just like that old school. He's like I'm starting on Tatooine. Tatooine's the center of the Jedi universe now,
but they're on the Outer Rim.
Outer Rim's a shit now. Now the Outer Rim's the inner city.
Dagobah, they just got a Taco Bell.
There's two street lights now on Dagobah.
It's a fireball.
We're heading back to a separate podcast.
That's a different podcast, Chris.
Fresno Famous. For me, you know, I sort of had that sort of idea too. And I don't know if I wanted like sort of like that Godfather moment where, you know, Luke Skywalker sees himself slowly going towards the dark side.
Ooh.
You know, so that sort of complacency, you know, the bureaucracy and feeling that the only way to keep his hold on his students is to use the dark side. And thus begins this whole, you know, the rebels versus the Jedis. You know, who are now becoming the Sith, and he's breaking rules left and right. You know, that sort of there can only be two and all that out the window. You know, we're talking new Jedi Order. You know, in fact, that was a book series.
Yeah. Well, if you've read the books, and I haven't, I've just read Wikipedia.
That's a thing. I didn't know that. That's holy shit!
You call yourself a dork?
I am not a dork.
Look that shit up. Luke does go to the dark side. Yeah, he becomes the Emperor. Well, the Emperor comes back. He's been cloned.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
He becomes the Emperor's new apprentice.
That was a dark horse.
And Leia has to come back and save him. But, you know, I don't know. Are they going to go that direction? I don't know.
Yeah. I've always interested with... Isn't it... they have a kid, right? Leia and Solo?
Yeah, in the books. In fact, there's like other twins and
yeah, she has kids, and I think Luke and Mara Jade have kids, and
yeah.
I mean, I always thought it would be cool to see those. I mean, their kids like doing stuff, and I wonder how. I mean, what's even around then? I mean, if the Jedi is not even around, or the Siths are don't exist.
Yeah. Well, would you want the Sith to come? Do you want to see the Sith come back?
I don't know. I mean, that's.
I want to see something different.
Something different.
Yeah. I want to see new threats, and I want to sort of, you know, we've had three films dealing with the Jedi Sith. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen three films dealing with the Empire and Rebels. I want to see something different, a little different. You can still have elements. You bounty hunters, really want smugglers.
Yeah.
You know, still dealing with Jedi and stuff. But Jedi's, especially in those first three films, were way too powerful. Everything, you know, they were complete badasses. And that's the thing I like about those middle three is, you know, they were, in that short span, they went from being badasses to being myths.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's weird is when you break it down, 4, 5, 6 is really the story of Luke.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3 is the story of Anakin. And the saga is the rise and fall of Anakin / Darth Vader. So that's kind of a complete package. Where do you go from there? You know, what's
you
next?
Kind of have to start just a total new thing.
Yeah.
Then don't call it 7, 8, 9.
Jar Jar's lineage.
And that's the thing there.
Jar Jar.
Jar Jar the lightsaber.
I mean, they're
bringing justice to Jar Jar. You see, he was a cool character.
In terms of the naming.
Me have lightsaber!
Well, you bring up a good point, though, in terms of the naming convention. So far, they're calling it 7, 8, 9, but then are we going to get 10, 11, 12? Are they going to stop with the episodes and go to something else?
Yeah, I'm thinking like Marvel has, like there's a Wolverine, mm-hmm. and there's a, I think there's going to be like a Boba Fett or whatever.
There was rumors. Who was it? Someone really wanted to do a Boba Fett movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of those rumors that, oh, he's finally going to get to do one. And I can't remember who the director was, but he really wanted to do it. And, you know, we're a few days from this announcement.
Yeah.
These things take nerd talk. Time, you know. We're not even thinking about the other parts of it. Not only just story and stuff. You know, this is Disney. And, you know, the other side of it is, you know, we know and love Star Tours.
Yeah.
You know,
Disneyland people, and Star Tours.
Yeah.
What I want to see happen at Disneyland, being also a Disneyland nerd, is the whole section around Space Station, Space Mountain.
Yeah.
That it's just there's just all this dead area, really. It's always been there. Like that, what's the big round building?
The Innovations.
That's always just like, come on. You're Disneyland. Get that shit the fuck out of there. Yeah. Get a real fucking thing in there. So that's gotta be another Star Wars related ride in there.
Hey,
clear that shit out.
Who cares about rides? Let's make a whole Star Wars theme park.
Well, yeah.
Let's
bulldoze the
Marvel World in Orlando. You know, I think they're probably
I don't want it to go to Florida though. Bay Area.
I know.
Make a Star Wars area in the Bay Area.
LA is finally going to get the Harry Potter world that Florida's had for quite a while.
Where is that going to be?
They're talking about, I don't know. It could be where the shark is now. Jaws.
Disney is supposed to be building a Marvel land, is what the rumor is, and they can't do it in Florida.
Shanghai.
But they'll do it in LA. So the question is where to build it. You know, but they wanted, like, initially it was like, are we going to start seeing fucking Iron Man in the Tomorrowland? Are they going to take the Stark Expo? Would be like the fit, because I thought like the Stark Expo would fit perfectly in the Tomorrowland, in where Interventions is at, if they wanted to theme anything. But yeah, now they say that they're going to create a separate land. They're trying to figure out like where, like they can't do it like, in the parks.
They're going to do like when they build Dodger Stadium, you know, kick out all the poor and indigent.
Kick out some shit. They did when they expanded it to California Adventure.
They made
a parking garage and kicked out some other shit.
They have a parking garage over there somewhere, and there's been rumors that that's where they'll build Marvel Land. But yeah, I think they really do need to, if they're going to do anything in the park, they should separate it and do a Star Wars one and do a Marvel one.
They're doing an Avatar land now too in Florida.
Yeah.
Wow. We don't know if we're going to see that in LA, but
they're just going to have to like invade Canada and make that just like one giant theme.
I think Fresno, we have plenty of room here.
Well, it seems like
Marvel Land and Fireball.
Yeah,
it seems like Disney's going to buy up every damn property
cool property, they're like,
they've got the Muppets, they've got Winnie the Pooh, got Marvel, they've got Pixar, and now they've got Lucasfilm. And
speaking of Pixar too, I was thinking, like, what about the Pixar people coming into the loop for the Star Wars movie? Like,
they're like back
Brad
in
Bird. Yeah, get Brad Bird and John Lasseter on it. Would they work on something like that? Would they even be interested?
Pixar movie.
Or a CGI Star Wars?
People said the same things when they bought Marvel, like, oh man, now Pixar's gonna do a Marvel movie. So far, nothing's happened, but it's awesome to dream about that.
Those people on deck, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's cool that all these creative people are going to be under the same umbrella, and, you know, who knows what they can come up with. I'm sure they can come up with some pretty dope shit.
Yeah. I mean, John Favreau's working on this movie, The Magic Kingdom, which is about, I don't know, people getting trapped in Disneyland after hours or something like that. And he's... he went to Pixar, and Pixar's helping him, you know, massage the script a little bit and rewrite some things. So, yeah, you've got that.
And then there's Tom Hanks is going to be in Walt Disney.
Yeah,
a film about Walt Disney, right?
It's a film about Mary Poppins.
What?
The making of Mary Poppins and the author not wanting the film to be made.
That's the one with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's about that whole beef that they had. She didn't want that movie to be made, and they made it, and she hated it. It's just like their whole... I forget what the lady's name is. If
the internet was around that day, they'd be like, this isn't the real Mary Poppins. Fuck this movie.
It's not any continuity.
No.
But that's kind of the cool part of this purchase, is that now you have all the people at Marvel and all the people at Pixar to kind of creatively help you out.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, the internet also rose up. It's like, well, now Disney owns Marvel and Disney owns Lucasfilm. You know, we're going to have Guardians of the Galaxy versus, you know, Star right. Wars or yeah. Star Wars versus X-Men and you know, in the comic books.
Star Wars, yeah. X-Men crossover. Because
they bought all of Lucasfilm's properties, which includes LucasArts, ILM. So you're going to have video game crossovers, potentially. I mean, yeah, anything.
Everyone, I mean, besides the Star Wars thing, you think about like Indiana Jones and that being wrapped up with Paramount rights with that. But Fox still owning the original Star Wars film, and they're not going to be able to do anything with that.
That's another thing. I hadn't heard about that. I started thinking about when I initially heard about the announcement was these new Star Wars movies aren't going to have the 20th Century Fox fanfare at the beginning.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, the logo and the thing that always led up to the Lucas film.
Yeah.
A long time ago in a galaxy
far from. And this always comes up too, you know, now that Disney owns it, is are they ever going to re-release the original versions of 4, 5, 6? You know, now that Lucas, you know, his grip is a little bit loosed now.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think that. That's not in part of the deal. Is that Barry Lucas now?
No.
just stop, man. No, just stop trying, bro.
What I've heard is that the original prints that Lucas has were private. They were his property. They weren't the property of Lucasfilm. And so he might still retain those prints or prevent that from happening. I don't know what his MO is, but... So I don't even know if that's true.
Of that, too, the $4 billion number seems really low to me. I just thought it was ridiculously low.
Well, half of it was the stock, so it could down the road actually be worth more.
But initially, that $4 billion is like, come on.
Yeah,
and it's not just Star Wars we're talking about. We're forgetting Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. And they were getting close to getting started on number five. You know, what does that mean? You know, are they going to take another draw at it?
Well, in the press conference with Bob Iger, however you pronounce the name, the head of Disney, they said they did not take Indiana Jones into account when evaluating the company, Lucasfilm, because it's tied up with Paramount and everything else. So that wasn't even, they didn't even consider that in the purchase price.
It's just like a bonus. Oh, yeah, we got Indiana Jones.
We'll throw this in there.
But still, I mean, you think about how much did Disney pay for Pixar? Something like $7
billion? Yeah.
Something like that? Yeah. And at the time, that was like, oh, my God, you overpaid for Pixar. And Pixar is pretty damn popular, but Star Wars, it's the biggest brand out there. There's nothing that compares. And you only sold it for $4 billion. So it's like, I don't know. Did Lucas give him a buddy-buddy price just to make the deal happen? Or he doesn't really care?
Disneyland entries he wants.
He was already worth $4 billion. Right. You know? Yeah. So,
which admittedly, a lot of people thought, well, maybe Lucas is sick.
That popped in my head when I heard the news. Like within 3 minutes of hearing that, I was like, I think he's dying. Yeah. He might be dying.
Before things pass on.
Yeah.
Have a little cash in stock for his kids.
Well, he says he's donated to education. Actually, I thought it was really weird. Donated to like NASA or something. I thought he'd be more about space.
He did create Edutopia, which is this big educational foundation. But and I don't think the money's going to Edutopia, but it might be going to another similar foundation that he creates. But yeah, that's insane. He's given all of it to education.
He's got enough cash. He's got enough American Graffiti money.
Yeah. Can some of that come to the Central Valley?
He's got all that American Graffiti money. I mean, something in Modesto.
He started born in Modesto.
My mom went to high school with him.
He does so much shit in L.A., and this is my only kind of beef with this. There's a lot of shit in L.A., a lot of stuff in San Francisco, but there's nothing here. He's from here.
Yeah, come on. He's from the Valley. Here. So in the Central Valley, bro, remember your roots, George.
Build us a movie studio or something. Yeah. Come on.
Fresno or Modesto, don't do Modesto. Come down to Fresno. Do something. Fresno needs a soundstage, right? Right,
Ryan? It does, according to Ray Arthur, yeah.
Yeah, Ray thinks we need a soundstage.
Yeah. So come on, Lucas.
American Graffiti? Yeah.
Did they get American Graffiti too? They got Disney.
See, there's something they could reboot. Actually, you know, a bunch of young,
I love American
young
Graffiti,
Hollywood
man.
Now doing a new version of American Graffiti.
Does anybody cruise anymore though?
They do.
Do they?
Yeah. It's horrible.
It's horrible. You're out there. You're out there monitoring it.
I can't go to River Park because there's all these damn cruisers.
You're all cruising. You're all, you guys aren't doing it right.
You're on your little ghost trip.
You guys aren't doing it right. You're supposed to hang out in front of the Kmart, you dumb son of a bitches.
Grandpa shot.
Barstow and Blackstone, you idiots, not River Park.
If you reboot American Graffiti, though, you got to bring Harrison Ford back just to be the crush. The old man who's like, I got in that wreck all those years ago.
Don't do it.
Damn Ron Howard.
Somebody wants to race you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that Too Fast, Too Furious? It's basically American Graffiti American now. Graffiti. It's updated American Graffiti.
Bullshit on that.
Bullshit on that.
American Graffiti is more in line with, what's that Phoebe Cates movie?
Fast Times
at Ridgemont High. Fast and the Furious.
True that.
Coming of age.
I could see Rocky becoming infuriated.
Infuriated.
Don't say shit about Too Fast, bro.
This shit got real. What is that show? What is the Fast and
Furious
origin
movie on Too Fast?
Too Real, Too Furious.
Too Real, Too Furious.
Too Real, Too Quick.
Well, I think that's. I mean, we could go on forever, but we've got to end this.
Let's get our end shot. He's such an icon. Can you bring back Vader in a way?
I don't know. I don't think so.
How you know?
Maybe you mentioned.
That's why everyone stuck around for three.
Bring back Hayden Christensen. As a force ghost.
Just don't do that, please.
Jake Lloyd.
Jake Lloyd. Hey, it's me, Jake Lloyd, guys. Look at me. I'm all grown up.
Don't get me started on all of Lucas'
alterations. Maybe Jake Lloyd's a better actor than Hayden Christian now.
Well, let's just start thinking about The Dark Knight Returns and people dressed, taking up the mantle after Batman was gone. And, you know, what if, like, I don't know, down the road.
Yeah, there could be
years
later.
Some people are like, oh, Vader was this iconic dude. We got to bring him back. He hasn't been around. Or, you know, that's people dressing up like him.
He was an icon.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. He was fear.
He was fear, yeah. And people just dressing up with like him just to kind of, I don't know. Immediately I went to Dark Knight Returns. And I thought maybe that's the only way you can really bring Vader back. It wouldn't be Vader, but it'd be the image of him. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I haven't thought about this too much, but I really like that. Vader, bringing him back somehow.
And they got to do
see,
it
all
before,
of our
James
nerd,
Earl's
our nerd minds, dork minds
your
are just
nerd minds
spinning.
Flow.
Yeah.
That was flow you just heard, people.
Isn't it nerd weird? Flow. Now it's weird for me thinking that Star Wars will outlast me.
Yeah.
There may be actual Star Wars movies coming out.
That's the most exciting thing.
It was probably going to outlast us, but it was probably never going to be as cool.
No, but new material.
Yeah. Well, there'd be Clone Wars for fucking ever.
50 years, new episode coming out here.
Yeah.
Unless the movies just suck and they ruin it. That could happen. Disney could completely fuck this up.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you could John Carter it. And
you just jinxed it. Motherfucker.
Way to go, Brian.
Hey. It's I gotta be real here.
It's still so unreal.
It's gonna star, you know, the new star is gonna be the guy from Mall Cop.
No.
I mean, we throw out these huge names for writers and directors, but who's to say they just won't go grab the guy who did Chronicle. Step Up 4, It's really scary. You know, he's available, let's just throw him in. You know.
You did Too Fast, Too Furious. Let's get that guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's a little fear in there still for me.
And fear leads to ain't.
You will not be trained, Brian.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to be suffering. That's for sure.
Suffering. All right. I guess that's the Dork Summit.
There needs to be a part two to this. We haven't scratched the surface.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's going to be many Dork Summits now.
Yes.
Now that Star Wars is just going to go on forever.
We got to be doing this
Can
for
we be called
years.
Council?
The Council. The Dork Council.
I'm gonna wear my robe.
I know.
Yes, you must wear your robe.
There
now,
are
from
other
now on.
Fresno geeks out there who want to be a part of this. I know there are.
Oh yeah,
they're out there.
Somebody from Forcecast is probably listening. And they're like, "Oh, that I remember that guy. We used to steal from that guy."
No, no, no. I'm thinking local.
Like Kopi?
You never know.
All, you can't talk now.
Now that Star Wars is back from the dead, all the fans are going to be coming out from the dead too.
Yep. Yeah. I'm like, I was always a Star Wars fan. Fuck you, you were not. I waited in line at festival.
That's right.
Festival.
First movie, I still remember.
I was around the corner at festival
in the theaters,
movie theater.
Yeah. Empire Strikes Back in the theaters in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah. Wow. Can we finish this real quick with what's next for George Lucas? I mean, you brought this up earlier.
Death.
And this could be a whole separate podcast. Maybe it will be in part two. But everyone said... Everyone was so glad that this is not going to be in Lucas's hands anymore. But I'll be honest, I'm a fan of Lucas.
Yeah.
All of his alterations really pissed me off, of course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's made some terrible movies. Red Tails, unfortunately, was god-awful. Mm. But I'm still interested in what this man is going to do. He did. He created Star Wars. He kind of messed up the prequels, but it's still the same guy in there. He might be lost his mind a little bit, but you know, I'm really curious to see what he's going to do now. We know where the money's going. He's always talked about, I want to make these small personal films like THX 1138.
So
I want to get back to that.
He's still saying that. So
if he's not dying, which I hope he's not, but I'm really curious
to
see what he's going
to
do.
I'd like to believe that guy has some really dope shit still in his head, but seeing what happened with Crystal Skull and Red Tails, and he didn't direct those things, but he was directly involved with the production of those. I mean, he did direct part of Red Tails, I guess, a few things, right?
He did reshoots.
But yeah, that's what has me worried the most about his ability to go in and do some cool shit.
That's why I'm kind of, if he's not dying, I'm kind of glad that he's taken this step of selling off all the properties and saying, I don't want to be a CEO of a corporation anymore. Mm-hmm. Because I want to go off and do these other things, and I don't want to have this weighing on my mind, or et cetera. So I'm really curious.
Yeah, hopefully he does some short, smaller films like he always said he wanted to do after Star Wars.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to direct anymore. Yeah. I don't
think
he's going to. I think he's not.
Is he going to make a movie?
No, I don't think he's going to make any more movies. I think his direction of his life. You know, this is retirement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now he's going to do Bill Gates stuff. He's going to try to.
Yeah.
Do charitable stuff that will help the world in general, and he's also going to try to help Hollywood too. And the weird thing is he's going to really take up the cause of film preservation, which is the irony is, you know, he did so many things to his own work. But
I mean, this is a guy who testified in front of Congress when Ted Turner wanted to colorize movies, saying you can't butcher these films like that. It's super ironic, considering.
And so, in a way, every time something new of Star Wars comes out, you know, they're gonna Disney and whoever is gonna trot him out as, you know, he's gonna be the Stan Lee of Star Wars. Now he'll always have a part. He'll always have a connection with that. But his life is in a different direction. It's all about kids. It's all about enjoying his friends and hopefully trying to make the world a little better place to live.
You mean I'm not going to see Howard the Duck 2?
No, which I actually was film where I used to live.
The little known secret is that's what Disney's really wanted.
That's
was,
where they're going to go.
They made it sound like it was,
it was
Star
a Marvel,
Wars, but they're all
Lucasfilm and a Marvel product.
Hey, we want the Howard the Duck shit.
That's going to be the crossover.
That's
right.
And when we see the big galactic empire, we'll see E.T.'s in the corner and Howard the Ducks.
Howard the Duck's a new Avenger.
Well, thank you guys for coming to the first Dork 7.
Thanks for the invite.
Yes. First of many.
Yes, there forever now until we die. Until one week. Of the council members dies.
What's funny is this will probably be the only one we do.
No way, dude.
All right, the first ever Dork Summit. Highly enjoyed it. And hopefully you fellow dorks, the dorks out there still around here, listen, did as well. I'm sure we'll do that again. Make sure to check out Brian on Twitter at Brian Harley, BryanHarley. And also Chris at Lefty Brown, and Rocky at Brody Mash, BrodieMash. And sweetfest.com. And you can check out what Brian and Harley do for Fresno and really for the film community at large, and a really cool film festival they have that started here in Fresno about Sweeting films. And just check that out. And themerrygamers.net for Chris and his wife do a great website, a gamer website and podcast. So make sure to check them out. And check out Dorktown, obviously, at Dorktown on Twitter or Dorktown.net. And thanks, Dork Summit. Chuta.